Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We're just conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study, not even 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is your current official party voter registration file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, really, or never?
Always.
Always. Thank you. Now, did you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Mr. Trump?
Favorable.
Okay. How about Mr. Ross Scott? Same question.
Not familiar with him.
Okay, how about Mr. Keith Groves? Recognize the name?
No, not familiar with him.
Okay, how about Mr. Ron DeSantis? Favorable, unfavorable,
yes,
or neutral opinion?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Groves and Rick Scott?
No opinion.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
No opinion.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove?
No opinion.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Don't know.
Understood. Now, just during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does not have no effect on your vote?
No opinion.
Okay. Should I record that it has no effect just for the sake of the research?
I'm not sure I really understood your question. That you're asking me if he can't cut Social Security. No one can. That's just a falsehood.
No, I understand. But the question before that was he trying to cut down the Social Security, you know, and let me read it once again, okay, so you can have a clear understanding. We're almost done. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as the reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or that has no effect on your vote?
Not too sure that he tried to do anything with Social Security. That's not possible. It's by statute, so you can't cut it. So I don't think the question's a good one.
I think he suggested. He just make us a suggestion, you know, as a platform for him to run on, or the Republicans.
Yeah.
But again, just for the sake of research, you know, if that was true, just say if that was the reason, okay, that many senators lost the races in most key states, that most of them thought they were going to win. Now, will that make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or that has no effect on your vote one way or the other?
It has no effect. It has no effect.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again. I just want to see if you change your mind, okay? If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Groves and Rick Scott?
Probably Rick Scott. I mean,
Okay. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Mr. Scott?
Somewhat, but I don't know enough about the other candidate yet.
Understood. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64 or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic or Latino, Haitian or other?
White Caucasian.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. Okay.